man.
I try to go straight from the shoulder advice.
Yeah, that was shooting from the hip.
Yeah.
Shooting from the hip, Grease.
That's it, buddy.
Hey, Grease.
Yeah.
You're great, man. I mean, that's what got me into you, man, a long time ago, helping the kids out.
That's it. I got to give back to the children.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give it back, Grease.
You got to give
it
back.
And I mean, why did you do that, Grease?
No, I don't think I did anything wrong. I was just trying to help the girl out to be safe.
All the way to the last 30 seconds.
Well.
But they are pretty active, Grease, and
I also advice. I help the elderly and the shut-ins, the infirm. Well, don't laugh. I feel like you got to give back a little bit. I feel like you got to give back. And frankly, the people I feel the sorriest for, I'm still having problems dealing with the homeless. Like, allegedly, President-elect Clinton went jogging yesterday, and he jogged into a fast food place, and he got into a conversation with three or four guys that were in there eating. Homeless. Living in the shelter across the street. But yet they got enough money to buy baggies and fries and Coca-Colas. It's nice. They sit there at 7:30 and watch everybody else run in and get a quick bite to eat before they rush off to work. The most feared four-letter word in this country. But I feel for the elderly. Abandoned. Sitting in nursing homes in puddles of their own soup. Unable to recognize their children. False teeth in, upside down. Reeking of noxema. So once a month I'll go. They kind of know me at the home. They say, hey, here he is. Jenny Bulky. They're glad when I come because it means less time that they'll have to spend with the putty knives scraping off their chairs or wiping unsavory material off the checker set. The other day I rented a van and I figured I'd take them on a road trip. All they see is the inside of that dank home. I walked in there and I carried the elderly. I lifted the moms and pops, the forgotten dads and grandparents. And I carried them out to the van. And I drove them down Beach Drive. I wanted them to see the trees and maybe be lucky enough to catch a deer. Before I knew it, I was downtown. I whipped across the 14th Street Bridge and zipped down the GW Parkway. The geezers were starting to enjoy it as they had been out in so long. One of the old timers started put the moves on one of the old gals.
I want you, baby. Your eyes, your lips. Come with me to the Casbah. We'll make beautiful music together.
I said, shut up back there, pup. Ryan out loud. Tie your walker in a knot. You put the moves on these old dames, eh? So, you know, we got to National Airport, and I thought, well, geezers, second childhood. When I was a little kid, my parents would always take me to the airport to watch the planes land and take off. And so that's what I did. I used my press pass, because, you know, I can't very well carry all of them dripping and oozing through the airport. So I flashed my press pass at the gate. I said, hey, waddle little Adam. Cop was like, Grease, what the hell you doing? I said, I got a boatload of geezers here. I want to take them down to a runway and let them watch the planes take off and land. He said, yeah, well, swing on out to 37B. Nobody uses that runway anymore. So I, very carefully, I waited for all the luggage trucks to go by. Followed the little signs to 31B. I didn't realize it, though. As I pulled onto that runway, and I was way, way out of the way on that runway, one of the geezers had a pacemaker that was apparently giving off some kind of signal that showed up on the instruments of the aircraft as to be an incoming radio beacon. So we're sitting there watching the planes. And it was kind of nice. The planes flying right over our heads on this runway that nobody uses anymore. But yet, inside the chest of this geezer was his pacemaker. And it was giving off this signal that was being picked up by jetliners in the cockpit of the plane. Pilots were having this conversation.
Roger, co-pilot. Looks like they've activated 37B down there at National. Yep, that's an incoming beacon, all right. Vector 19725, headed for runway 37. Ladies and gentlemen, this captain up on the flight deck. We're have you on the ground in a second. You'll be seeing an unusual view. We're coming into the airport in a way we don't normally come in. The old 37B. Give you a great sight of the monuments on the left side of your aircraft. What the hell are those old geezers doing on the runway? Everybody down!
This is Les Hendelman, reporting from National Airport, where a jet plane has skidded on an enema bag and burst into flames. The humanity! Oh, the humanity! We'll have film at 11. Apparently, 7 elderly and 236 people have all gone up. Witnesses say a man who walks like he has a load in his pants and was built somewhat lopsidedly was seen leaving the scene in an old battered Biscayne. The humanity! The humanity!
The Grease Man, DC 101.